A tiny report on the future of programming. Someone somewhere will make the argument that visual programming adds too much stuff, and then promptly get drained of life by a mountain of code. There is no argument to be made for. If you write it right, you will remember it. If you have to remember details about your programs, then you will forget them soon enough. And people invented self-documenting code, highest form of which are the visual programming languages. The biggest argument against VPLs today is that they don't finish anything. They come close to the end, but never all the way. But that is false. Everything runs on events, from your mouse clicks to bank transactions, website events, everything. Visual programming languages created correctly are just pretty event routing programs. With pretty much everything being an event, pretty routing programs is pretty much everything you need. And the ugly truth is, programming isn't all that great. Not without coherent, ornate, elaborate event orchestration. Data that you can see flowing on your screen, both with little labels and ant trails, and the ability to zoom in and zoom out to get an overview. Orchestrating networks of events that wait for other events is the act of creating a kind of intelligence. Just today, I looked at three event orchestration components: the saga pattern that fuses long-running events, like putting stuff in a shopping cart, and then some minutes in the future, the user completing the transaction. I looked at event aggregation, where you define dependent events. For example, when displaying a connection between two boxes, you wait for them to appear first so that you can calculate their X and Y. And a guard, an event guard, that just waits for stuff to be right before emitting, guarding against out-of-sequence things. The AI remarked today that the world of event programming is a whole new deal, but that also it comes with its own questions and solution patterns. Personally, I believe that event processing is all there is. A code that isn't self-documenting will never be documented right. The Saga, Event Aggregator, and Event Guard are simple pieces that you connect together to trigger actions, or prevent them, or send them around, or not. And no matter what you need, so as long as you imagine it as a simple enough machine, the AI will know how to make it for you. Because event processing is popular, it's everywhere. My tests today showed that specific purpose-made aggregators, such as make sure my plants get watered when temperature reaches some value, are 20 to 30 lines of code. A generic one that can support multiple different ideas is about 400 to 700 lines of code. This isn't bad, but it shows that AI is doing something really well here. And the AI did not get confused about data at all. It knows that events carry data, that data or objects flow through connections. It knows the event emitter perfectly. It does not need to have it explained or defined. The other half of visual programming is probably vector graphics, the kind that always retains its sharp edge. And it will look rather futuristic, as AI itself, almost on its own, will be attempting to decorate the event emitters. I think AI today is ready for it, but it will need some instructions. Certainly for a coherent graphic theme. AI is likely to use graphs and charts, labels and icons, and animations related to data flowing through the event emitter. As a side note, there is something very natural about circular patterns. To plot an event emitter with input and output ports, you just need a bunch of circles. For everything else, desktop applications based on web browsers that use the rich web API, and above all, users' own CPU, will do. The future of programming is a picture of what AI can do today. Long, winding simplicity that never seems to run out of energy.